Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Christy Cunningham, and she is Secretary of the Cass County Fair Association. Good morning to you, Christy.
Good morning, LaVon.
Christy, one of the things I notice is I look at the listing of fair board members, fair association members for Cass County. After your name, there's a whole list of items that you're responsible for. Horse, herdsmanship, rabbits, beef, dairy, chuck wagon. How do you get all that done?
Well, it takes a lot of advanced preparation for most of those. And so I am able to do that because they don't necessarily require my attention all at the same time.
Yeah.
So it works.
And you have lots of helpers, right?
We do, yeah. Most of that is just those things that are listed in the fair book behind our names are mainly for our superintendents in case they have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or in case somebody has a problem in that department, they know which fair board members to contact to help them with that.
Yeah, so it's a good organization. You can't, well, it's better if you don't have somebody running around going, who do I talk to? Who do I talk to? If they look at the fair book, they pretty well will know. Now, how do you become a member of the Cass County Fair? We always say board instead of association. How do you become a member, Christy?
Yeah, actually, most of the time we ask people to join the board based on recommendations of other board members. So we kind of talk as a group. I guess we act as our own nominating committee, and then we talk to individuals to see if they might be interested on being on the board, and then we invite them to a number.
Is there ever an actual election, or it's kind of an agreement of the members?
We actually have an election.
Okay.
We do vote for them after they come, and we kind of talk to them about it. They can still say no.
Sure.
They don't want to be on it.
Sure.
But if they kind of think it's something that they want to do after kind of that initial interview, so to speak, then we can, then we take a vote.
Okay.
And,
well, and, you know, some people say, well, Cass County Fair Board, you've got a week of work. Wrong?
Wrong, yeah. Yeah, there's lots and lots of planning and preparation that goes into fair prior to.
The week. And I know, and thanks to all of you who do this, you spend hours and hours and hours during the fair, before the fair, and I hope that, you know, people who aren't involved, they come and they go, oh, well, this is okay, or they might have a complaint and not realize all of the work that goes into it. So we want to say thanks to you and all those members, Christy, that get this job done. Now, there's a specific thing that I wanted to visit with you about in addition to, you know, Christy, we probably should tell people when the fair is.
Oh, you bet. It starts this Thursday, the 26th, and runs through Tuesday, the 29th. Setup will actually happen on Wednesday, so tomorrow.
Yes. When I'm visiting with you, it'll be today, this morning, you're all out there working already. And then tomorrow, Thursday, is when the fair actually starts. So you have lots of help with that, too. The club members have to come and help do some of that setup.
Yep, the club 4-H'ers and FFA members come on Wednesday night and help us prepare the barns and get gates and stuff set up. And we try to have as much done as we can prior to that to make their jobs a little easier. Mm-hmm. And so, and then livestock will start rolling in on Thursday, and we'll be showing, and static exhibits come in on Thursday as well to be judged up in the building.
Mm-hmm. Big day on Thursday.
And King and Queen contest
on Thursday night.
Right, and then actually following that, the Youth Council has decided to have a Mud Volleyball Tournament, and so they will be hosting a Mud Volleyball Tournament, so anyone who wants to get together a team of six and play some volleyball in the mud are more than welcome to join us.
Use up some energy, and I can understand why they don't do that at the end of fair, because by then the energy is pretty much used up.
They're tired.
Yes. So, Christy, you're working on kind of what I think of as a special project, Kids Barn?
That's correct, and we did start this last year kind of as a trial thing. We repurposed half of one of our commercial barns, Barn 10, and we made the back half of it kind of a kids' barn, and we had a giant sandbox. It's a pretty big sandbox. And coloring pages, and I actually learned of this idea at the State Fair Association meeting in Des Moines. And several of the fairs had talked about doing this just kind of as a place for parents who have maybe toddlers, or if daycare providers bring their daycare out, or even parents of kids who can't show, the kindergartners, first, second, up until this year, third graders even, who weren't able to participate in fair, just kind of a place for them to take them to where they could kind of just be kids. Because sometimes you can't do that in a cattle barn or a horse barn. And moms could sit down, kids could play, kind of relax for a little bit while they're at fair, particularly if they had older siblings who were showing and were on the fairgrounds all day. So
they're not actually animals there.
There are no animals there. It is more of an activity kind of barn.
Okay.
So a sandbox and coloring pages and cookie decorating and games. And this year, the libraries from Cass County are going to come and do programs mornings and afternoons. And then Jean Hayes Jonk out of the Extension Office is going to come and do a Science is Fun, a kind of a STEM activity on Sunday afternoon. And then on all day Sunday, actually, SNR Pony Rides will be having pony rides out the north side of the kids' barn. And they are doing that as a benefit for Marcus Palmer, the little boy in Griswold, who is trying to raise money for a diabetic dog.
Okay. Well, lots of activities there. And you're right, Christy, you know, usually it was planned like for third or fourth graders on up for FFA members and 4-H members. And so now let's get everybody in on the act.
Yeah, you know, is this something for some of the younger kids? And, you know, we don't really put an age limit on it, you know, but, you know, anyone who wants to come in, we're going to have some make and take crafts this year as well, some cookie decorating. The Kiwanis have graciously donated their time on Saturday to kind of be supervisors in that barn. We encourage parents to stay with their kids color on the coloring pages with them.
It's not a babysitting service.
Not totally a babysitting service. Now, if mom needs to, you know, run to the bathroom or grab a soda or something from the food stand, you know, we're okay with that.
But
going to try to have that supervised area.
Okay. Do you have a favorite part of the fair, Christy?
Oh, my goodness, LaVon, I don't know. I love fair. I truly enjoy every ounce of it. It's a highlight for my summer, and I'm always sad to see it go. Mm-hmm. So,
And were you a 4-H or FFA member?
No, I was not. So I was not. I was not active in 4-H. My children were, but I was not.
Okay, so you are acquainted with what goes on and what the purpose is and some of the kinds of things that can happen before you said yes, you'd be a member.
Oh, yes. So,
and
I served as the 4-H Horse superintendent for several years, and so I have since coming to the Atlantic area, we've been pretty involved with 4-H, either as a parent of 4-Hers or as a horse superintendent, and now as a fair board member, and I truly love all the aspects of fair, seeing the kids bring their projects in and seeing them be able to talk about them and then just what we do for the community. You know, it's a great community event. It's family friendly. I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Oh, great. And of course it is open to everybody. Christy, still one of the few, maybe one of two free fairs in the state.
Yeah. And I've heard, yes, I think that's true. I think there might be one other fair that does not charge for anything. And I know that sometimes some of the surrounding communities, if they don't charge a gate, feel like that they're free as well. Well, you know, we don't charge for any grandstand events. So we don't have a racetrack or anything to be able to do those types of things. But, you know, lots of fairs will incorporate if they have a track, something like that. And there's a cost to that, to attend those things during fair. Okay. You know, nothing at our fair costs.
So, except
no parking,
except the food.
Except the food. We want everyone to come and eat. So
because
that's exactly right.
Yeah, that is the way that everybody can help support the Cass County Fair and keep it free. And it sounds like maybe we'll have, at least for a day or two, a little bit better weather. But whatever, it's fair weather, and fair goes on regardless.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So we want to thank you very much, Christy Cunningham, for visiting with us today, taking some time out of your busy schedule, and also, again, for helping to make all of this happen. And until next time, just plan on when you're going to be at the Cass County Fair starting Thursday the 24th.
The 26th.